Real talk, guys. Have you ever seen a ghost or a UFO? Did you ever sense something bad is about to happen, or maybe something good? And what you imagined in that moment really happened? Do you believe in Bigfoot or Nessie, the monster of Loch Ness? Do you truly believe there is more in this world than what you can touch with your hands or see with your own eyes? Then this little podcast might be the right one for you. I'm no scientist, nor a doctor. No. I'm just curious. Hi, my name is Daniel. Welcome to my little podcast project. And thank you for tuning in again. I really appreciate it. You probably heard about this one before. A radio telescope in Australia picked up a radio signal from Proxima Centauri in 2019. Proxima Centauri is a red dwarf star, 4.25 light years far from us. A super-Earth orbits around in its habitable zone. And for those of you who don't know what a habitable zone is, it's the zone where it's possible for a planet to host liquid water, meaning it has the right distance to its sun so that its surface is not too cold nor too hot. The signal was noticeable for a few days while the telescope was pointed directly at Proxima. When the astronomers directed the telescope away from Proxima, the signal disappeared. And even though researchers now say that the signal's origin could be the Earth, though, there is still a small possibility that it is from Proxima. If the signal turns out to be a thing, and maybe was sent by an intelligent species, what if? That's a good question. And even if this signal isn't the real deal, there is still a chance that someone out there will contact us one day. But if? Do you think we should send a reply to the signal? A reply would take a long time to arrive, but would it be worth a try? Imagine if you would reply to a signal like this, that would mean we give away our location in this big old universe. We don't know if the others are friendly or bad. Giving away your address to a stranger is not a good idea, that's what my parents told me. And even though I personally would love to find out that there is someone out there besides us, I would still be skeptical. Once we give away our location by sending back a signal, the door for everyone who has the right technology to get to us is open. What could happen? It definitely would change our lives forever. We could learn from them, and they could learn from us. Well, maybe. I definitely would want to learn from them. I would love to know if they are a little bit like us. Do they watch TV? Do they listen to radio? Or do they even play video games? What clothes they wear? Stuff like that. You probably expected me to be interested in things like their technology or how they got to us. Yeah, I'm interested in that too. But I'm a normal guy. I like to play video games. And I listen to radio. TV not so much. Yeah. But yes, meeting the aliens could give us access to technology that we could only dream of until now, in case the others are willing to provide us with it. Technology we could skip many, many years of research with. It could be the start of a whole new era for mankind. Maybe we finally could reach out to the universe and look for more life out there. Or maybe find a new Earth we can go if one sweet day our planet is not able to contain life anymore. But we definitely should be more responsible on a new Earth, because I don't think we treat our planet right. But let's go some more into science fiction now. Let us guess the strangers are of a bad kind. What if the others observed us for a long, long time already? And now they came to the conclusion that the Earthlings are no match for them if they decided to attack us. Would we have a chance to defend ourselves against someone who has the technology to travel through space? Maybe time? Wherever they want to go? I wonder if the governments have a plan A and a plan B in case something like this should ever happen. Or maybe I just watch too much science fiction movies. Yeah, probably. Sometimes I sit around and wonder what aliens from far away could look like. I heard someone say that a species that has the skills to build a spaceship plus its technology must look a little bit like us. Makes sense to me. Imagine holding a screwdriver with tentacles. Yeah, I know there was a bad one, but yeah, I don't know. But I think they definitely would need hands with at least 5 fingers on it. It makes sense somehow. The rest of the body must look similar to ours too. You know, the head, the eyes and so on. And if we take a look into pre-astronautics, we find hints that backs up the story about the appearance of the possible alien species. The Hopi, a Native American tribe, say that gods from space came to guide them. And the description of the visitors led us think that they could have been a human-like species in a spacesuit. And if you take a closer look at pre-astronautics, there are plenty more examples like this. Crazy, huh? But I don't want to go into pre-astronautics right now. I'll save that for later. I just wanted to give you something to think about and to discuss. And as always, I would love to discuss today's topic with you. If you want to send me a message, contact me over my Facebook page, link in the description, or on my Instagram account, which is called Observe the World. Please stay safe out there. Thank you for listening again. And wherever you are, have a wonderful day.